BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Vice President Kamala Harris and her new running mate, the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, have appeared together on stage at a rally packed with whooping Democratic supporters in Philadelphia. The former teacher and military veteran emphasized his respect for values that he said their opponents, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, lacked. He praised Ms. Harris's commitment to freedom, choice and opportunity.
She believes in the opportunity for every single person to join the middle class. She believes in the promise of America. We just got to fight. We just got to fight. Because as soon-to-be President Harris says, when we fight, we win!
The rally is the pair's first stop in a four-day tour of battleground states as they kick off their campaign. Our North America correspondent David Willis was watching.
Well, it was very impassioned, very energetic, very lively. And there was a period where there was signs, perhaps, that the applause wasn't going to abate. Such was the warmth of the welcome when the two stepped onto that stage. We heard from Kamala Harris basically talking about the attributes of her new running mate, Tim Walz, his family credentials, his commitment to affordable wage for everybody, his commitment to tighter gun control laws, that from somebody who is himself a gun owner and user.
A Pakistani national with ties to Iran has been charged with plotting to kill US politicians, with Donald Trump as a potential target. Asif Marchand is accused of trying to hire hitmen when he came to the US in April last year. He was arrested following an undercover operation. Jenny Kumar reports.
Court papers detail a plot that's described by the FBI's director as being straight out of the Iranian playbook. Asif Merchant is accused of asking an individual to help him hire assassins to kill US government officials and politicians. That person reported him, and undercover officers foiled the alleged attack before it could happen. It's understood that this was among information that prompted the US Secret Service to escalate security for former President Trump in recent weeks.
The Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus has been named as the leader of an interim government in Bangladesh, a day after the former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was ousted. The announcement was made following talks between the president and student leaders who played a key role in the weeks of protests that toppled Sheikh Hasina. Mr. Yunus, who's 84, has faced numerous legal cases this year, which he said were politically motivated. BBC News. A prominent humanitarian worker has disappeared in Venezuela after trying to board a flight in the capital, Caracas. Edna Lopez has been missing since Sunday. Hundreds of people in Venezuela have been detained since anti-government protests broke out after last week's disputed election result. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has announced that its leader in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, has been chosen as the new head of its political bureau. He succeeds Ismail Haniyeh, who was assassinated in the Iranian capital Tehran last week. Israel accuses Mr. Sinwar of authorising the October the 7th attacks. From Jerusalem, Paul Adams.
It is hard to see how Hamas could have made a more defiant move than to appoint Yahya Sinwar, a kind of legendary figure among his followers, a man who has stayed in the Gaza Strip throughout the entire 10 months of this war, a man who most people believe will never leave the Gaza Strip, will never abandon his fighters, who will perhaps fight to the very end. That is the man now in charge of Hamas. And what happens to negotiations as a result of this? Well, all of that will remain extremely difficult.
At the Paris Olympics, the Cuban wrestler Michain Lopez has won his fifth consecutive gold medal. The feat has never been achieved before by an individual athlete in the same event. Lopez, who competes in the Greco-Roman weight category, will turn 42 in 2 weeks. One of the first Major League Baseball players in America to come out as gay, Billy Bean, has died. He was 60. MLB confirmed in a statement that he died at home 11 months after being diagnosed with leukemia. He was the league's senior vice president of diversity, equity and inclusion. BBC News.